Hey, you, listen. You cannot be sending me stuff like this during the day. I got your last couple of texts, and unfortunately I saw them literally as I was about to walk into a department meeting. Which means I had to sit there, soaking for half an hour, and pretend to be concerned about the imminent budget crisis or whatever instead. But I was thinking about your tongue on my clit, and you are an annoyingly good writer. It's deeply unfair that you can turn me on that much with just your words. So, to get back at you, I thought I'd better send you a very thorough accounting of what I would do to you if I were there. Except you have to listen to it. It's probably too late in the day to catch you before a meeting or something, which would be fair, but I know you have dinner plans tonight, so I don't know. I hope this makes you inconveniently hard. Okay, so, if I was with you tonight, actually, this is something I've been thinking about since our little conversation the other day. If I were there, first of all, I'd get super dressed up and presentable looking. And I know you like showing me off, even if you're too embarrassed to admit it. Actually, right now I'm wearing that floral top you like. The one that looks perfectly business casual, but just enough of the scoop of the neck that you can pull it down below my tits. So maybe that and my pencil skirt with stockings. I love how that pencil skirt is like inherently acceptable business attire, but just because it goes to my knees, even though it's so thin and tight, you see every curve of my hips. So I'd show up in that, and I'd chat with your friends and be charming and pleasant and wholesome. But also, like, 30 seconds after we sit down, I'd put my hand on your thigh and leave it there. And as I'm laughing with your friends, I'd slowly slide it up until I just about have my hand on your crotch, but not quite. And I'd adjust myself in my seat so my legs were wide, so that narrow skirt is pushed way up and you're seeing quite a lot of thigh. And I mean, I know you'd be tensing up, because you'd be turned on and uncomfortable. So then I'd pause and be very well behaved for all of it. I don't know, maybe 2 whole minutes? And you'd relax a little, thinking I'd had my fun. Maybe just start enjoying how good my legs look and how I'm subtly tugging my shirt down to show a little more cleavage. And then, just as you're getting comfortable, I move my hand right onto your cock and, not even pretending not to be stroking you, I just grab you for your pants and go for it. And I mean, knowing you, you take my hand and try to pull it back to my lap to make me behave myself. Which is fine, because I'd be waiting for that and I'd pull your hand between my leg and squeeze my thighs shut. And then you could feel how turned on you make me. And while you're trying to figure out what the hell to do with that, well, I put my hand back where it belongs and really go to town on you. And I think right about then we'd probably both have to excuse ourselves to go to the bathroom, because neither of us actually wants me to suck your cock in front of your friends. And that is 100% what needs to happen here. You know what? Hang on a sec. See, this is what you've done to me. I used to be a normal, sensible woman, and now apparently I'm the bitch who's too horny to not get herself off in the middle of the day. Okay. So what was I? I had a train of thought, but I lost it. Point is, I'm very horny and it's very annoying. And if you could just not be however many miles away it is, and instead, I don't know, be in me, that would be great. Thinking about what you wrote, about how it would start with your hands on my thighs, just warming me up, teasing me, and then keep them there. It's your tongues on my clit, just softly, gently stroking me. I don't know if I've told you I like it, or if you just figured it out because it's super obvious. Nothing else makes me quiver like that. God, the contrast. The intensity when your tongue's doing its magic, but also your hands are so light and gentle on my inner thighs. Touching myself, well, I mean, in addition to, I mean, my other hand is gently rubbing my thighs, pretending it's you. In addition to the one going to town on my clit, because you know, well, apparently I can't help myself. This is different, but at the same time, when you grip my hips or my waist, like usually if I'm riding you, or else if I'm on the counter and you do, and you're thrusting into me. And the way you grip my hips and you hold my waist and pull me into you. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy shit. You're seriously about to make me come in the middle of the fucking workday because I cannot stop thinking about your damn hands. Okay. Well, that was substantially more involved than I meant for it to be. This is all your fault. Such a bad influence. I love you.